today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Could you somehow remove the B from the logo?
No, I can't remove the logo. It's Ass Pro Shops. Ass Pro.
Yeah, that'll go over in New York.
Hey, it's the Ass Man.
you got that right.
Right. Oh, my. What are you laughing about? What did I miss?
I just said she's really pretty, and I was like, you know, she used to wear a bikini.
That's exactly how I said
it. That was painted on 11. It was so sexy.
Weird.
Is that really how you hear me?
Yes!
Because it's not what's coming out on the radio.
Yes.
All right.
Listen, just
can I have a quick sidebar with you, Mike? Is he talking about a young lady who got a three-headed dolphin tattoo on the Jersey Shore on her pelvic muscle? Because I'm afraid I'm having a stroke and I'm not hearing him right. Are these the words that are actually being said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Just letting you know.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Friday, and we are delighted to have you with us here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Gentlemen, hi, how are you? I don't like getting texts or messages right before we go on the air. I will be joining Mr. Chris Freitz on the Sirius Satellite XM show tune.
Ooh.
Oh, excellent.
That's my second.
It's North American and Canada.
He hosts, a lot of people don't know this, Chris Freitz hosts a show tune retrospective on Hollywood Magic on Sirius XM. So you want to check
Mike,
that out.
Dan here with Freitz at Sirius XM, all set for 12:40 p.m. today. Is there ISDN or IP we could connect to? I'm looking at Oscar.
Well, you have no ISDN.
Yeah, you have no ISDN or IP. Technically, they could connect to your box. So that is, he is correct. Are you going to be on the road? That's my question to you now.
12:40.
Yes. Eastern time.
Are you in studio still?
I don't leave here until 3:39.
Okay, so you have...
From the airport.
You have a... He really has an IP connection if they have that at Sirius.
They,
that
have, same to have, brand. They have to have the box.
The box. Mm-hmm.
They have to have the Zip 1.
Ask them if they have... tell them you have a Telos Zip 1. Text that back to them right now.
Mm-hmm. And hit send.
Otherwise, we'll have to use a phone.
That's okay, because the cell service is good up there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on.
He could find his way to a landline.
Herb Welch, go ahead
and send it off, Herb.
Right. Anytime you can promote on national radio.
If you have a Telos Zip 1, we can do it. Otherwise, we'll have to use the ye old phone line.
That's good.
That works. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, oops.
Uh-oh, what?
I just got it. And of course, let me just get out of. And
I don't
course.
Think Siri knows ye.
Telos turned into Telos.
Oh.
They would if it were talking about Kanye's album.
Easy?
Yeah. That's what they think they're talking
I'm
about.
I'm really sorry that I'm doing this on our show because
Mike,
I am
fine.
So unprofessional.
Business
but
is
there's
business.
Simply there are too many goddamn shows to do today.
Too many shows.
Too
happy
many
Friday.
Times. Happy
Friday. End of the week.
Hey, but keep in mind, Mike, once you finish that last show, you got the rest of the day off.
The best of us for the rest of us.
That's right. Once you've tried
really
the rest.
I really have the best of the rest of the day off. You know how I am when I fly, right? You know I
Okay,
I
well,
don't
after
care
the flight,
activity.
You got the day off.
You're kind of like that
the,
when you...
You know
when
what? The flight's over at 6 o'clock. You know what? Grandpa, Uncle Buck, with your suspense... You look like a 60s grandfather in that outfit. What are you wearing today?
You're quite welcome, ladies.
He looks like he's coming off the set of This Is Us when they have a flashback moment in the 80s.
What are you doing with those suspenders?
Suspenders help my pants stay up. Normally, you see, when I'm at, okay, I'm going to a wedding today.
It's like the opposite of what people wear, like, to get dressed up now. What is that tie?
Is that an 80s tie?
Is that a Rush Limbaugh tie?
No. It is a, let's see what the brand is.
That tie was purchased in the early 90s.
That is definitely not in the last
that
20
print
years.
Was
that
was at
tie.
Woody's or Woodward.
Yeah, it might be actually. The brand is Rep, so I got it at a fat guy store.
Rob is going. We're taping the show, the Mike O'Mara Show, early today because Rob is going to a wedding.
Yes.
On Friday.
A 3 o'clock wedding. A destination wedding.
Excuse me. 3 p.m. on Friday?
Yes. And it's a destination wedding. It's in Rehoboth.
So that's not a destination.
No.
Well, it is.
Welcome to 8 a.m.
It's a Rehoboth wedding.
To be quite honest, any place you don't live, if there's a wedding there,
no, but
it's
a destination wedding is like the Caribbean, or you're going to, the West Coast.
Okay, then it's a disappointing
Rehoboth
destination.
Is a suburb of Washington.
Yeah, if you're driving, it's really Delaware. Not a destination.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, but it is a lengthy drive.
No, but it's 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Would it be safe to say most of the people who are attending this wedding are from the D.C. area?
No. Most of them are from the southern part of Virginia, Williamsburg, that area, because that's where she grew up.
Okay, so it's even worse.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people from the Florida contingent as well, because they actually live in Florida.
Why have they chosen three people? I thought that the Sunday wedding was the most inconvenient for people.
No. Well, that might be inconvenient, but I think, and forgive me because I love the couple, but I will say that a Friday afternoon wedding is not inconvenient. It's selfish.
Can I add this?
It is selfish.
A Friday, 3 p.m. in Rehoboth, Maryland.
Delaware.
Whatever. Sideways selfish. Because
sideways
you're
selfish.
You're not going somewhere fun. You're going to somewhere you probably were last week if you're from this area.
Well, no, it's the end of summer and
after Labor
Day.
Why
am I smelling cheap?
I have to imagine.
Why am I smelling
it's a
cheap?
Spiewak
with this?
Lineage.
Well, no, I'm not related to them. How dare you?
Yeah. Is this a blood relative?
No, it's not related at all. It's Carrie's best friend from high school.
Oh, okay. You can take a hard pass on a best friend from high school.
Oh, so this is a contemporary of you guys?
Yes.
So this is an older person's wedding.
First time at the rodeo, and I believe Jen is closing in on 50. So I think that's long enough.
That's beautiful. Why and then what the hell were they thinking about?
Which says to me she had, you know, if she started dating at a normal age, they had 35 years to figure out a way to do this on a Saturday.
A new beau or an old flame?
Known Billy for a long time. Good guy. They've been
5 years to figure out how to do it on a Saturday. That's funny. So you're going to be in a church at 3 p.m?
Yes, I am. And if I don't burst into flames,
they're asking someone you don't because we're coming in early.
No,
to
and I thank you.
You.
Thank you all for accommodating.
Actually,
me.
never do this again for a 3 o'clock Rehoboth wedding for us.
But
they knew all the details going in. Don't be a dick.
Seriously. So everybody has to take. At least the Florida, there's a half a week off, but they got to get in yesterday, right? Or something like
and
that.
And think of
know.
The children. Carrie has a substitute today. Think of the children, Mike.
Can I ask you this? Was it ever discussed? Did Carrie get any insight as to why this was happening at 3 p.m.?
Five or six o'clock.
Like a 6 o'clock wedding?
Like a cocktail hour, yeah.
A cocktail hour and then a wedding, a Friday evening wedding? Those
better.
Are... Not uncommon. And by the way, a lot of these wedding times are predicated on
availability.
Everybody wants to get married on Saturday, and it's ridiculously expensive. And the wedding game is the giant racket of rackets.
Big wedding.
Rehoboth.
Big wedding.
This is Rehoboth,
Delaware.
It's off
season, technically.
Yeah, it's 1 week away from season. But still, you know what? It is.
This is convoluted.
This is not a destination wedding, but it is a resort town.
Yeah, it
gotta
is a resort
it
town.
You
it's where people
it
no. It is where people go to vacation. Are the lovely couple? Are they planning on honeymooning in Rehoboth?
I don't know. I think my only connection to the wedding is Carrie said it's 3 o'clock on this date. I said a Friday, and she said, "I said, well, that's not very convenient, is it?"
It's not convenient, but what it is maximum convenience for them,
of course. Financial convenience.
It's remarkably so.
Geographic convenience.
Where do you fly in near Rehoboth?
You fly into D.C.
I would think BWI would be closer, right?
BWI, probably.
Oh. It'll be rush hour, too. I mean, it's horrible in every single way possible.
It is not thoughtful.
No.
It is not. What is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Are they popular people?
Well, they're popular in my home. I've always liked her. Billy's very nice. Yeah.
Do they live in Rehoboth?
They split between Rehoboth and Florida. They bought a place because she's almost 50 and he's a little older. I mean, keep in mind, this is funny for me because they're my contemporaries. They just moved into a senior themed neighborhood.
Oh.
Because they like.
Mike, what do you know about that?
They don't
have
children and they don't care for children because that's taking care of others than themselves.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to think if there's ever been, you know what? There really hasn't been a lot of interaction between Jennifer and my children. So maybe they're not children oriented.
But But when did they move to the Eastern Shore?
I feel bad, but I'm not connected enough with them to know. Good. I know they split the time.
So it's Carrie's friend.
It's Carrie's friend.
I'd just be in the car. How come you're going?
You could bail on something like this. It's not like they're lifelong friends. You barely even know them.
Well, I'm supporting my wife, I suppose.
All right.
I do know this. They're party people. She has spent equal time serving in the health industry as a nurse and doctor's assistant, but equal time also as a bartender.
So oh, okay.
They're party
people. Right, so you're going to have fun.
It's going to be a good party once I get there.
It's going to be a good party once. Is it going to go well into the evening? And you're staying over, obviously.
Obviously. And there's a chance I might stay over Saturday into Sunday, depending on how that happens.
Okay,
so we'll
good
see.
For you.
Big weekend.
Good for you.
Let me ask you, are you going to be selling junk bonds when you get there?
You see, because I'm dressed like a stockbroker.
Yeah. But the suspenders
are you going to pull a shiv on another inmate?
Can I tell you what those suspenders remind me of? Those suspenders look like the necessary suspenders. They look like the kind of suspenders I see up here with farmers.
Careful.
They look like the type of suspenders that ought to be worn with a belt.
Okay, well, I don't wear them with a belt, and I wear them because I will be wearing a jacket.
Are they satin? Are they black like tuxedo satin?
They are.
They're tuxedo suspenders.
Well, what would you prefer? Rainbow suspenders?
What
like
I
more
prefer
wore?
Is that, no, but you don't wear tuxedo suspenders.
Sure you do.
With a regular suit.
Mike, a suspender is a suspender. What do they do?
No,
they
it's
suspend.
Not. No, it's
they keep
not.
Your pants up. Yes, it's fine. And no one sees them anyway.
How much fabric are we holding up?
Oscar, can you look up, are suspenders fashionable? Are men's suspenders?
The only time I've ever done that, Mike, is when I had a tuxedo on. I also feel like are you wearing tuxedo pants?
No, I'm wearing a suit.
I can't tell from here. I just didn't know.
Well, if you think I'm going to stand up, you've got another thing coming. I'm not going to help you out. Not worth a damn.
Help me. Help America.
I wouldn't ask you.
There's somebody wondering right now as they're getting dressed on the West Coast, getting ready for the day, should I wear my suspenders with my suit pants?
And
or do I have to wear tuxedo pants?
In the modern internet age, ladies and gentlemen, when you type in a query to Google, like, are suspenders for men still fashionable, you don't get an answer. What you get is every motherfucker who is selling suspenders has paid to get their little website up there.
Mike,
holdupsuspenders.com. Bite my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sad.
Do you know who else uses suspenders? Firemen.
Yes.
Because they're going to fight fires.
Mm-hmm.
What are you fighting today?
100 suspenders.
I'll give you a hint. He's in
men.
The room.
How to wear suspenders. Should you wear suspenders with a belt? Why is that even a question?
I like how to wear suspenders. Is there someone who's like wrapping them around their head? And say, well, this isn't working. I've put these on and my pants are falling down.
You know what? There's an article. Are suspenders suddenly cool again?
Ooh. Dateline 1978.
June 25th, 2014.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It was 4 years ago.
See, that's sudden.
Right. Yeah. So no one wants to tell us whether that is.
I think Mike, you have a point here. I think what's shocking on multiple levels is when it's a classic DJ move when someone dresses up and you're not used to seeing them dress up. You're like,
the outfit he's wearing screams. I don't work on Wall Street. I'm wearing dress up clothes. That I never wear.
Yeah. Hard shoes and a whole deal.
You look good, though.
I can tell by all leading up to that statement, that's what you mean.
I don't want to discourage this
the
look.
Only
what
thing
that was, Mike,
worse.
That was an inverted pyramid conversation where he spent 20 minutes
Let
telling
me
what
here.
I look like. And then
the only thing that would be worse about those suspenders is if they had cigars on them. Remember when we had the satin cigars? I threw them away. I threw all my suspenders away. I threw them away in the 80s. Yeah, maybe the 90s. I threw them away.
90s,
in the 90s,
probably more accurate.
Still wear them.
I always, whenever I get a suit or anything, I always have suspender buttons put into the pants because you don't see the suspenders when you're wearing your coat. And you know what? When you are a man of certain carriage, you don't want your pants to ride down. And no manner of belt can be as effective as suspenders.
Very true. Very true.
What you see up here, the obese farmers that wear them up here
are the farmers obese or are they farming fat?
No, they're
not obese farmers.
No, but farming fat is okay. Just the same as being obese fat, and you will see the suspender. I'm also sartorially challenged for the weekend because I'm going to the city where suddenly I go from being in Maine and Florida, where I wear jammies all the time. It doesn't matter what I wear.
To ostensibly the hippest place on earth.
Yeah, and there's not. I looked in my closet. There isn't anything in my closet outside of a couple of sport coats that I wear for when I have to go to something that's dressy, but everything else is dad clothes.
Well, I mean, your shirt looks like it could be worn by Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz. It's gingham.
I'm dying not to spend money this weekend because Catherine is taking me to a show that's being put on at her acting studio, and we're going to meet her acting coach, who is an actor who's done a lot of Law and Orders and been involved in the real. So, I mean, I know it's going to be a real theater game type thing, and we'll be out and about in New York.
What color ascot did you pack?
I don't know. No, what I'm thinking, it's going to be about 72, 73 degrees, rainy in New York and stuff like that. It's going to rain, and I bought, when I went to Nova Scotia, I didn't tell you this.
You told me.
I bought a raincoat. All right, and I bought a raincoat.
It's a souvenir.
I bought a raincoat in New Brunswick, Canada.
The raincoat capital of North America.
I should really just get it.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to have Carla.
Are you wearing hard shoes, Rob?
Yeah.
Does it feel weird to have your toes covered? Because ostensibly,
would the hard shoes feel weird up your ass?
No, your feet are used to riding in a Jeep at all times,
right?
But now that you're in a sedan,
yeah, does it? I mean, Rob, you never wear shoes,
and when I do, yeah, they feel fine. They're very comfortable.
They don't feel claustrophobic.
No,
your tootsies.
No, let's see. I'll show you the shoes. Hold on.
I can't wait to see these. Here we go.
These are floor shimes.
Oh, not. Well, you need better shoes than that, man. We need to upgrade you. Jesus Christ.
Spend all weekend on it, okay?
What's he wearing?
What size?
Take the shoe off and let's see the shoe. Let me see. Turn it over so I can look. That's a pretty generic male shoe. That's not going to stand out.
You can't
wear
suspenders when you have a priest shoe on. Like, you got to have more flair. Like, wingtips.
Hold on. I'm wearing hard shoes in New York, and let me show you what I'll be wearing most of the weekend. I'll be right back.
The beauty of these is they have just enough gloss. They can be worn for formal. You can wear them with a tux. You don't have to go with a patent leather look for that. And also, they're comfortable because they're
and maybe because you're in show business, I expect more. I expect, like, wingtips.
Why would you expect wingtips? Because it's 1978?
I see you, and I'm like, man, he's got to have Elvis shoes on.
Elvis wore zip-up boots.
I wanted to be comfortable and stylish when I was in New York,
yes.
So I wanted to make sure that I wore a shoe that I could wear all weekend.
Please.
And
great.
Think this is the one that I'm going to wear.
I'll tell you why that's a wise choice. Because not only is it comfortable, it'll give you a little bit of height.
That's a sensible pump, Mike.
All right, I'm gonna wear it now. This is the rain. Now this is a big dilemma for me.
Oh
okay?
No!
Because this is the raincoat I bought for.
I spent money on it. I'm gonna wear it.
That's right.
I'm gonna just try it on. Hold on.
Oh, excellent! And Mike, I have some music for you for this.
Oh, it's time.
This is the perfect time of the year.
For those of you who fantasized for a costume change here on the program.
Yes, exactly.
This is a first.
The Mike O'Mara Show, costumes by Bob Mackey.
All right, so.
Mike is changing.
The color palette is black and red.
Autumn in New York.
Okay.
Why does it seem so exciting?
Now that's the problem.
The logo?
You went to Canada and bought a Bass Pro Shop rain jacket?
It was the cheapest raincoat. It was pouring sheets of rain all day Saturday. Let me see if I can get a better.
Mike.
Oh, my God.
I regret to inform you that people that work at Bass Pro Shops don't have signage that clear. You look like a billboard.
You look like you work there. You can't wear that in New York with your daughter. You're going to be embarrassing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really? No good.
Buy a sensible umbrella. Forget about that coat.
That's exactly what I told him yesterday.
Really?
An umbrella.
Yeah, no way. Mike, no way at all.
Mike. Oh, we are looking for something special to buy here for Podcast Village employees.
Right.
And the logo that we're looking at is smaller than that Bass Pro Shop logo.
Yeah. This is a massive logo.
Massive.
It was the cheapest, best raincoat that I could get.
It's truly the best. It is the best costume for the day.
I think it's a sensible jacket. Don't get me wrong. If you're on a Boston Whaler in the middle of the bay.
Yeah.
But not for walking around the city.
No, you need a Herb Welch overcoat. for the city.
See, I don't want that trench coat type of raincoat. I don't want to wear that. And there's no black.
Well, he would have clothes under it. Well, maybe not a shirt.
I got a whole day, but I'm not going to be able to find anything up here. Why don't you? You know what I'll look for? I'll look for a black raincoat. I don't like umbrellas.
Why?
Well, I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's because
the umbrella is the mark of the upper class.
Umbrella,
but I mean,
is
it's
going to
be a little chilly too, so I need some sort of windbreak.
72 is chilly?
Well, no.
I'd kill for 72.
I would too.
It's like 97 here every day.
I know, we're dying.
It's like God said, forget about the mid-Atlantic. We're just going to let them fry.
I want to look.
Paul's not coming.
What are you looking for?
Like, you could get a patch, a sensible patch that says I Heart Maine, and then cover all of that up.
Or how about a patch that just says, hello, my name is Mike.
You know, I'm really pissed off. Let me just say to Bass Pro Shops, I know you've got your brand here, but this brand with a big fish on it, I really like the product, and it was cheap compared to the other raincoats, but why do you have to put this ridiculous redneck symbol? This is form, this is function over form.
Could you somehow remove the B from the logo?
No, I can't remove the logo. It's pro.
Ass pro shops.
Ass pro. Yeah, that'll go over in New York.
Hey, it's the ass man.
you got that right.
Right. Oh my God.
He must be. Who is
the? You know, at least I don't look like the grandpa on Petticoat Junction. Hey, going to a wedding.
Hey, there was no grandpa on Petticoat Junction. There was an uncle. Point of order.
Uncle what? What was his name?
Uncle pedophile.
What was his name?
Remember in
Uncle
the lyric.
Joe.
There's yeah, Uncle Joe, yeah. And he's moving kind of slow.
May I make another suggestion for your outfit?
No.
What about tap shoes?
What about them?
If you had tap shoes on.
You think? That's what I need?
That would be a different, that would be like, oh, there's Uncle Rob.
Well, do you
and
know
does
what,
he have his tap shoes on? You bet he does.
My name's Mike O'Mara. I've been spending 20 minutes trying to find a forecast for New York City. Thank you very much. I'm looking right
now. Oscar, you know, you can't just wear tap shoes around. They have metal things on them.
Yeah.
You can't wear them.
You bring the Allen wrench?
Oh, just attach them?
And the
them?
Taps and attach them when it's go time.
Okay, I see now. Now there's a point.
I've been watching World of Dance. Those poor tap saps never make it past the second round.
My name's Rob and I'm going to a wedding. I look like an 80-year-old man. I'm big. What can I see the suit jacket, please?
No, it's in the car.
Doesn't travel.
What do the pants look like?
Oh, now see, that's a
gorgeous.
I just want to see. Is it a dark suit?
Request.
Is it? Please tell me it's not like a brown or a tan suit. It's a blue suit.
Oh, you look good.
No, it's a blue suit. That's good. It's a dark suit.
It's olive.
How many Werther's originals do you have in your pocket?
Listen, you. I've had just about enough of you.
Original
hard candy.
Candy. Candy is dandy, but sex won't rot your teeth.
Candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. Am I right, ladies?
Do you have any?
Where's my weather app?
Do you have any? Do you have any life hacks?
Yes, I do.
For your wedding, are you bringing any spiewak juice?
I can't. I can't actually have any Werther's in my pocket because that's where I have my nitro tablets. For the heart attack. No, I will say this though: not knowing how late the reception would go, and knowing that the entire crowd's at one hotel, there is a bottle of Crown in my suitcase.
Smart man.
Yes. Fully.
I have a message to app makers.
Yes, like Todd Moore.
Do you
Moore.
Think you could make them just a little bit easier to negotiate, like weather apps in particular? Everybody's selling. That's what it is, you know?
I mean, do you not just have the standard weather app
on your iPhone? All I'm trying to do is switch locations on my weather app.
79 degrees and sunny in Rehoboth Beach right now.
Really? Let me get you New York City, Mike. I'll help you out here.
New York City.
Get a rope.
New York City. I'm just checking.
In the Bahamas, right, it's 78 degrees. Hancock, Maine, 57. Mike, chilly up there.
Oh, man. Yeah, I can't believe that's happening.
Very chilly. Very, very chilly. So you just want to see.
In New York, New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, New York,
okay,
New
okay.
York.
So this is what I got here. This is what I got for you.
Bronx is up, Barry down.
Devil of a town. That's hilarious. Okay, here. New York City is going to be today. And I'll give you. Oh, this is actually not so bad. It's scheduled to rain, Mike, on Sunday alone. So you're not going to need that big jacket. We've got a cloudy forecast all day with a high of 78 by 3 p.m.
Oh, it's going to be warm and humid then. Okay, all right.
So then Saturday,
I might even wear my shorts.
You got a high of 75, a low of 63. And then on Sunday, chance of rain, low of 70, high of 72.
Do you think, would it be gauche for me to wear
my shorts?
Yes.
On the plane today? Why? Tell me why. Tell me why. It's going to be almost 80 degrees in New York. Why would that be bad to get off the plane with shorts on?
Because
don't you think that when I'm going like to the East Village, don't you think that would be kind of hipster too?
What airline are you flying?
Let me see. Piedmont.
Shorts. Because the dress code.
Why do you ask me a question? Would you like the flight number?
The dress code for Piedmont. I have it in front of me. It says shorts are acceptable with suspenders.
Shut up. All right.
You're a grown man. If you want to work out shorts on adults your age, they disturb me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. But that's my uniform, okay? I wear shorts.
Yeah. That's
I do
fine.
Not. I experience less gym. Cold weather than anyone in this room, okay? I never experience cold weather. And you guys are you wearing shorts right now,
no.
Oscar?
No. You're not? I'm wearing jeans. All right.
Rob would be if he was.
Of course.
There, all right.
Nice Mike, shorts are fine. Hey, wear it inside out.
All right, so I'm not worried about the raincoat. The raincoat
stays.
It's out. The raincoat stays the same as before. All right.
The sensible
good.
Pumps, though.
Okay.
Very out. Nice. Well, the thing is
Carla took her shoe back when she dropped my raincoat. It's like, what do you think? I'm going to steal it?
Give that back. I'm not going to break up a set.
All right. Very good. All right. So that's it. Rob looks like Grandpa Jones.
Yes.
I have a ridiculous raincoat.
Could you wear it inside out?
No, Rob, that's the solution to all problems with just turn it inside out.
Maybe it's reversible. I don't know.
That's right. If it works with underwear, it can work with a ring. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Hi, guys. What's up?
What's up?
Huh?
You guys are running 120. Your little lights are flashing all over the place. That's what's up.
We got a patient in there.
You were still speeding.
She's very sick.
Oh. Well, there's not a hospital within 50 miles of this place. Where are you headed?
UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA Medical Center.
LA. California. Now, this is going to sound like a dumb question, but if she's that sick, why didn't you fly her?
Why didn't we fly her? I'm just a driver. We have to ask the doc. No.
That's a good idea. Why don't we ask the doc?
Organ music.
What's going on out here? What is this crude interruption?
The patient, why can't she be flown to California?
Cysts on the walls of her lungs. Very rare. You see, airplanes are only pressurized at 10,000 feet. Now, anybody knows anything about medicine knows that she can't fly, she has to be driven. Or we couldn't even go through Denver, it's so high.
Is that lady all right?
She's in great pain. Causes her to make certain delirious...
Let
me explain something to you. We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours. You understand what I'm saying? We have to get the senator's wife to California in 72 hours.
We're very close. But as long as you're in New Jersey, I want you fellas to take it easy. You got that?
We sure do.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, a worldwide radio show and podcast. We got a loyal following of listeners. They get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS, always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag, our wide-open Wednesday debacle, and our show is an interactive experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our favorite NorCal realtor,
yes.
Alex Papp. Are you renting? Well, listen, don't be a rube. Now's the time to buy a home. Analysts predict that interest rates are going to rise by the end of the year, so right now is the best time to buy. Invest in your future and let Alexander Papp show you how. Alexander makes it easy, from finding your perfect home to writing an aggressive offer, working through the home process with inspections and all that rigmarole, even finding you a great lender for your loan and pre-approval. Wake up and find your dream home. Alexander Papp is rated 5 out of 5 stars on Zillow, Trulia, and Realtor.com. Alex is ready to answer any questions about the real estate process. He'll make it smooth and stress-free. Plus, he loves TMOS just like you. Stop looking at homes online. Give Alex a call on his personal cell phone, 916-276-2129. That's 916-276-2129, and find your next home today. Alexander Papp is licensed in the entire state, but focuses exclusively on Northern California, from Marysville to Grass Valley, from Granite Bay to Folsom, and everywhere in between. So stop renting. Call Alex today, the NorCal Realtor, 916-276-2129, BRE 019-860-31, Prado Real Estate. And remember, anyone who buys a home through Alex will receive a Rob Spiewak suspender-driven fruit cake.
Eat the fruit cake, your pants will never fall down.
Rob Spiewak played a clip at the beginning of the show today. You know, there are occasional celebrity deaths that really kind of hit a chord. And, you know, when you grow up watching Burt Reynolds, who, when I was a young man, that was the guy. He was the movie star. And
so well said, movie star. And you don't see that much anymore.
Super big movie star. And really just for several years, he was the guy.
I think five years, he was the number one box office draw in America. Wow. 5 years. That's huge.
Yeah. Also, everybody loved Burt.
Fascinating. As far as Burt's concerned, I grew up a little later in life than you did, and I would watch a lot of his films on cable, on HBO.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And whether it be Cannonball Run or
Smokey
or any of these films, and quite frankly, even Boogie Nights,
great
you
movie.
Would see, and I was like, man, I never thought of Burt dying within our life. He was just always around. And then I read J. Chandrasekhar's book, where he talks about working with Burt.
He's from the Super Trooper comedy troupe,
yes,
right? Broken Lizard.
Broken Lizard, yes. And he directed Burt Reynolds, and he remembers meeting Burt. And there's an anecdote that just always resonated with me. He had severe back problems, Burt Reynolds did.
Yeah, and he took a lot of drugs.
And he would give, when he met Burt, what Burt's manager gave J. Chandrasekhar a DVD, they'd have stacks of them, of all the stunts that Burt did.
Oh, really?
It was almost hand in hand. Burt would want to do all his stunts even a few years ago.
Because he was a Florida football player. He was a guy that was an elite football player. I think an elite college athlete, I believe. Right?
I actually didn't even plan to play this here, and I didn't even have room for it in the vault. I'm glad you brought this up. Can I have 60 seconds to play a clip of Burt on The Tonight Show talking about doing his own stunts in the movie Deliverance? Deliverance was like 73, I think.
Well, still an iconic
film. Just a wonderful film.
Completely holds up. You watch Deliverance, and it doesn't seem like it was made that long ago. It's really stunningly good.
But to put it in context, he was on the Johnny Carson show promoting Deliverance and talking about doing his own stunts.
Deliverance?
Did you do your own stunt work in this one?
Yeah.
You said you went over a waterfall.
Went over the waterfall, I did, yeah. Well, you see, they had the waterfall there, and they sent the dummy over.
How big a drop was it?
70 feet. And I saw the dummy go over, and I said to the director, that looks like a dummy. And the director... having seen me do all these tremendous physical things.
Yes.
Like throw up in the morning. He said, you want to go over the waterfall? I said, of course. He said, are you ready? Water just came roaring down. So I went over the waterfall, but I hit a rock at the bottom of the waterfall. Cracked the tailbone. 40 minutes later, popped out.
You must have had some great footage, though. What did it look like?
Looked just exactly like a dummy.
That was funny. Burt was funny, too.
You know, and also when I
Burt
read back on the historians of The Tonight Show, do you know, among staffers, he was the most popular guest host among the staffers. They said he was the most fun and the easiest to work with. And he sat in for Johnny, I think, 9 or 10 times hosting The Tonight Show.
You know, I think that when you're smart, which Burt Reynolds was, and when you're that good looking, when everybody kisses your ass because of the way you look, and you're smart enough to know how to handle it, you know, Clooney's the same way.
Sense of humor about it.
You just get life. You know how to handle it because it really is. God has handed you the easy ticket. Mm-hmm. You got brains, and you're a good looking guy. And Burt, that's probably why I get the impression
if you're you can be Johnny Depp,
right?
And you can't handle it. You can't handle life.
It's a burden on you. Yeah,
and it's a burden. Or you can just say, you know, I look at guys like Burt Reynolds. I could be totally wrong, but you look at guys like George Clooney and Burt Reynolds, and you say to yourself, you know, this is a guy that knew, you know, what a movie star was, knew how good looking he was, knew how easy it made life for him.
Yeah.
And if you're like that, you can just be around. Then there are other people that just can't handle it.
Here's why I think I think you're right, is that in this day, especially now of social media, TMZ, and all the gossip shows that are out there, if there is bad words to be said about you, they get said.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't, and those, you mentioned two people. You never hear anything bad about Burt Reynolds. You never hear anything bad about George Clooney.
Well, you hear bad stuff about Burt Reynolds with that divorce
situation.
Well, yeah, but
with
I mean,
Lonnie situation there.
But I guess she finally got the animation cells, huh?
Yeah, but with Burt, you also, I think, had a guy because he was in pain. He was early on. You hear more about the opiate crisis now than you've ever before. He was an early guy that probably was medicated. And when you have that kind of pain, you know, I have.
But I mean, he might have
opiates,
been.
There's arthritis drug for everything that I've been through. And it sits in my. I still let it sit in my drawer. I'm terrified of it.
I mean, he might have come out bad, full bottles of it.
I don't touch it.
Send them down.
Yeah, send them along. We'll keep them for you.
I don't think they're drugs. I don't think they're going to make you.
Let us find out.
It was an ugly divorce. But what I'm saying is, as far as like his relationships with his fans and his coworkers, you don't hear bad stuff about him. And
yeah,
I think you're right. I think he
really
don't. He just handled fame well, because I think he realized how lucky he was.
The problem with Burt, and we made jokes about it, and you go back and you look at it, with the drugs that were in his system, he ended up being a shell of a man.
Mm-hmm.
He really did. He was somebody that, when you and I'm talking 20 years ago,
yeah,
where Burt was already starting to talk like, because he's got the, and it's just terrible. I want to say this. I've never said this on the show, but I'm going to say it right now. Because, look, I like to go out and party like as much as the next guy. I don't do it nearly as much as I used to. But with these opiates and with this drug culture that we have, it's, have you noticed your televisions lately? That is all that's happening.
Yeah.
Are these drug companies hawking to people? And Burt Reynolds is a great example. The line is so long with superstars, mega talents that have been wasted away. I'm not going to blame drug companies on Burt Reynolds' heart attack, but I'm going to say Burt Reynolds was somebody, I think, without that, if his pain had been managed responsibly, not by these doctors that just prescribe, opiate, I think Burt Reynolds would have been... had a much longer and more productive career.
Yes.
Instead of this Lonnie battle where he's going, Lonnie, and then he comes back on. He came back a couple of times in his career.
Yes.
Where he was brilliant, even with the fake hair and even with the inability to speak all that clearly.
Right.
He was still Burt. He was that good. And I look at a guy. Like, I was a big fan of Burt. I have to tell you. I was a big. There's a movie called Sharky's Machine.
Great movie.
Burt Reynolds was the ultimate movie tough guy.
Yeah.
And I love guys like Sean Connery and Burt Reynolds because, you know, as I've mentioned before, I think I'm 7 to 8% gay.
Sure.
So I really like watching.
It's up to 8 now?
Who isn't, Mike? Who isn't?
Who isn't? Absolutely. But Burt was a guy that I think he was so addled so early in his career and because probably he did his own stunts and your body gets to a point where
you start out as a football player and that's taxing enough. Then all the stunts on top of that, forget about
it. Also, most people don't know that he turned down the role that Bruce Willis had in Die Hard.
He turned down Han Solo. Yeah. He turned down, what was the other one he turned down that was huge?
His massive role.
James Bond. He was asked to play James Bond.
His career still survived. Within the book, I remember reading that the reason why the DVD was given to J. Chandrasekhar is when he alluded to, hey, Burt, I know you have a few back problems. We can get a stunt double to do some of these stunts. But even at his age, in his 70s, essentially, he hands over the DVD, goes, give him the DVD. Shows him the DVD.
So he just keeps it.
And then says, I can do these stunts. And does his own stunts.
Well, he's a man's man. Let's come back and talk about Burt. We're going to take a break. We're running up very late again, as usual. All week we've been doing that. We'll take a break. Come back with more. I want to talk a little bit more about Burt Reynolds and Burt Reynolds' choice of friends, which was, I think, said a lot about the man, too. We'll take a break. Come right back.
TMOS Fruitcake Hotline, how are you?
Bien, mijito, gracias.
This is the perfect time of year for the TMOS Fruitcake Futures Fundraiser.
Always we have one in this time of the year, you know?
Will you buy one for your husband?
Yeah, I live here in Orlando.
Have you had the Spiewak fruitcake?
Yes, was great.
When you buy a Spiewak signature fruitcake, you support all of the TMOS guys, including Oscar.
Yes, my son. I pray for him to be good. That is the best way.
The best way to order is online at michaelmarishow.com.
He doesn't have another way.
There's no better way to enjoy the holidays.
Christmas and Thanksgiving is another holiday.
Buy TMOS fruitcakes for the entire family.
Yes, but my granddaughter don't like it. Hasta luego.
Okay. Hasta adios.
The last day, Mike. Today is the last day.
This is the last day for fruitcakes. Don't forget, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. If you don't get a good night's sleep, your tomorrow will suffer. To be your best, you need your best night's sleep. You need a Sleep Number bed. I love mine, and I have for years. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Never, ever would I switch. It's the best. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed is designed to help you achieve a better quality sleep. There's never been a better time to come into a Sleep Number store where all beds are on sale during the biggest sale of the year. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed lets you choose the comfort and support that's right for you. It adjusts on each side, so it's the perfect bed for couples. And the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds are amazingly comfortable. They sense your every move and automatically adjust to keep you sleeping blissfully through the night. Does your bed do that? I bet it doesn't. Oh. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65, and we love our Sleep Number bed. Come in during the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale, plus save 40% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Now through Sunday. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store near you and tell them that I sent you, people. Talking about Burt Reynolds, movie star Burt Reynolds. When I say that, he was a movie star. Dead at 82. Really came to fame his movie career with the role in Deliverance, where he played, what was the name of the cat? I think it was Lewis Medlock.
That sounds
right.
That was right.
The yeah. Clever. 1972, that wow. movie came out. That's wow. hard to believe. Box office hits The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit, Semi-Tough, Hooper, Smokey and the Bandit 2, The Cannonball Run, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, the musical, that's right, yeah.
In 1980, with Dolly Parton, mm-hmm. I believe, right?
Yes, and Charles Durning.
He was great in that. After a
You're
few...
You're not mentioning Gator, Mike. Gator was huge, too, and that was filmed in Savannah, Georgia. And every place, anywhere you go anywhere in Savannah, they can have pictures of Old Town Savannah, pictures of Southern memorabilia, and always, every restaurant has a poster of Gator, because they're so proud that Gator was shot down there.
He, I'm trying to think what the movie was where another one with Ned Beatty playing the Southern Sheriff. Was it White Lightning?
Yes, I think that's White right. Lightning, and Bo Hopkins was, in that as well?
But yeah. And he was, and that movie was not a, slapstick kind of ha ha.
No, it was like an action film.
It was a
film.
Real kind of gritty Southern mystery that was he was great in that. That's when I really became a super fan of Burt Reynolds. So it's kind of a bummer.
And that, Oscar brought up one that, when I was thinking of the clips, the one that it almost exists on its own planet is Boogie Nights.
Oh, yeah.
And Boogie Nights is a great film on many, many levels, but his performance as producer-director Jack Horner, it gives it another level because when you saw Burt doing that role, you saw a guy who saw Hollywood grow up and change.
Yeah.
And there was such a depth and a sadness.
From film to video.
Yeah. And it was so, so good. And that's when I really realized that Burt Reynolds wasn't a Smokey and the Bandit type gimmick. He was really an actor. He really, really was.
And he at the top of his game, and Mike, you hit the nail on the head when you said that he could turn it on when he wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the choice of friends here, when you talk about really good friends of Burt Reynolds, you got the stars. Johnny Carson was a big friend of his. But then you get a guy like Dom DeLuise, who was a comic actor. I think Burt liked to laugh probably as much as anybody. And I think that would be, to me, the key. That's the key to my life when I come in here on this show. It's the reason I love doing it. I love coming in and laughing. That's it. Jerry Reed was kind of a gritty country guy, but he was also, the comedy was there.
Oh, yeah, funny guy.
With that. Here's one you wouldn't know. As a good friend of Burt Reynolds, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Would you ever
pick that guy?
You know what? It makes perfect sense.
Then the women are there. Lucy Arnaz, Adrian Barbeau, Dinah Shore,
who was much older than
dated
Bird at the time.
He dated her for a long time.
Love affair with her. A major love affair. And he co-owned a NASCAR Winston Cup team with Hal Needham, who was kind of the tough guy.
Oh, yeah.
So he was a tough guy. He liked to laugh. It was just a... I would have been... Could you imagine being around a guy like that in the 70s?
I can't.
When he's just hanging out with his entourage and everything. Very, very cool.
He'd make Waters part in front of him when he showed up.
Now, he went into foreclosure, late in his career because, the money...
He lived, and we're not doing the bit here. He lived in Jupiter, Florida. Where is Jupiter, Florida?
Oh, that is the nicest
Jupiter's
part of Florida. Oh, my God.
It's like where Tiger Woods lives.
Okay, so he built a theater there. I know he gave back a lot. I mean...
Jupiter, Florida is a
fantastic
suburb. Let me see. Let's see here. I'm looking at this.
You know, he also turned Reynolds, down. He turned down the Nicholson part in terms of endearment.
Man,
Reynolds Sally died Field. At a Florida hospital yesterday. He had been suffering from heart problems for a number of years. 82. His ex-wife Lonnie Anderson issued a statement, including that she and their son Quentin would miss Reynolds and his great laugh.
What is Quentin doing these days?
I'm not sure.
I know that Lonnie Anderson is so sad that she's actually drawing her eyebrows on sad today.
It's amazing his career.
I thought he dated Dolly Parton for some time.
He made a movie with her.
That's probably why I was a kid. I was like, I guess they're dating.
He did marry Judy Carn from Laugh-In, the Sakatumi girl, who was very, very hot in like 1970s. And so those were his only two real marriages with Lonnie and Judy Carn. But he was linked with Dinah. He did date Sally Field, didn't he?
Oh,
They were
the Smoking the Bandit car at the Barrett Jackson auction this year, that's up every year.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
While it's a sad day, it's a happy day for you.
But also remember, they made another run of those Trans Ams that were autographed by Burt Reynolds.
You still win.
You still win.
You're not getting any more of those.
On his wiki, he began acting in television in the late 50s, made his film debut in Angel Baby 1961.
Oh, wow.
Boy. I was 3 years old. That's amazing. When you look at that, let me see who's on the American Sportsman. Just looking at the quote, when you've got this long a career.
When you start Deliverance, in 1958, you really...
White Lightning was 1973.
You have your feet in classic Hollywood. Mm-hmm. I mean, he overlapped with the golden age of Hollywood, and we just lost him. That's another amazing link to the past that's
Do
just
you know
gone.
He voiced... Oscar, you might know this. Did you know that he voiced Avery Carrington in Grand Theft Auto?
Ooh.
It was released in Grand Theft Auto Vice City, released in 2000.
That's great.
Damn.
That's great.
Wow. Just amazing. Just an amazing career and a cool guy and really a horrible Hollywood marriage to Lonnie Anderson. I mean, it was just so publicized, you know?
I don't know if I really have the all the info, but I just feel she's the villain there somehow.
No, of course you do, because you're a misogynist.
Woman. How dare
that's
you?
That's terrible. Stop that. That's not fair.
Quentin Reynolds looks to be in the business. He has worked the camera for Ouija. You remember that movie? Right. Mercenaries, NCIS.
So is he a camera operator?
It looks like he's a camera operator.
Good for him.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that in 2009, he had a quintuple heart bypass in February of 2009.
Who hasn't,
that's
Mike?
That's the biggest you can get. That's all five. We didn't mention one of his other comebacks that was pretty good was Evening Shade.
Oh, that's right.
That was a pretty good sitcom. It ran for, I guess, three
seasons.
And
I never confused him for a Latino kid growing up in the United States.
Yes.
I get a lot of white guys mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm sure that happens vice versa for a lot of Latin guys.
Sure.
But he was quintessential Burt.
Always Burt.
I never thought I was like,
before you throw around the fact
that
Lonnie was the reason.
No, it was
there
Burt.
Were allegations of spousal abuse.
I don't know why I just shared that, but I figured. Well,
Lonnie says
but
that
can go. But, you know, that can go both ways.
Might have been racist.
Okay, Rob. Just as long as you're a celebrity, that's all. That's it. Hey. You get to get out of jail free card with Rob.
You can be
Jerry Lewis. You can be anybody. As long as you
until
can be
the body's
ass.
Cold. Until the body's right. cold, I don't blame
I'm just,
them.
I'm just full disclosure. I loved Burt Reynolds' work. I think that's great. But they had, he called in 2015. Burt Reynolds called marrying Lonnie Anderson a really dumb move. That's what he.
Well,
he
didn't
said.
She rake him over the coals?
A lot of money.
Well, they had a horrible split. They were one of Hollywood's most glamorous 80s couples. Burt Reynolds says his marriage to Lonnie Anderson was a mistake. He said, I should have known that you don't marry an actress. That's just. He said, this is an interview he did when he was 79.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke about his past romance. He did have a romance with Sally Field, called Sally Field the love of his life.
I remember
sweet
that.
Moment and creepy moment on the television.
let me see.
Hoda, I think, interview. Yeah.
Let me see here.
Last night's
candid memoir about Enough About Me. He talks about Lonnie Anderson. He said she bought everything in triplicate.
I remember that. You know what?
Every day. Well, let me do it, Rob. Come on. She bought everything in triplicate, from everyday dresses to jewelry to china and linens. I never wear a dress after it has been photographed, she said. I have to dress like a star.
Oh, my God.
I gave her a platinum. This is Bert saying this. I gave her a platinum American Express card with a $45,000 credit limit. She maxed it out in half an hour.
Oh, wow.
This is all Bert. Now, she says sometimes. He writes that when the pair split, Princess Diana wrote him a thank you note for keeping her off the cover of People magazine. He's doing shtick, obviously. But that's it. That's what he says about Lonnie. Lonnie alleged that it got physical with Bert. So I guess they had a troubled yes. marriage. They really did.
His audiobook of that is, I listened to it. I recommend it highly. He does his own reading.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that it's a lot easier to listen to at 1.5 speed, because he was starting to slow down when he did the audiobook reading. But if you speed it up a little bit, it's very, very entertaining.
Sounds like Bert.
Yeah, it does sound like Bert. It was really
you know, it's
good.
Funny. And we got to take another break here. But I have to say, I mean, when I think back on this star, he is that fascinating. There's that much going on in Burt Reynolds' life that Lonnie Anderson's first husband said she liked to buy things, but didn't see what Burt Reynolds claims. So you got to go full disclosure on that. And
all about
Burt
the budget, Reynolds, Mike.
Well, yeah, you can only spend what you've got.
We'll take a break. Sorry, Rob. I was just trying to read my thing about Burt.
My apologies. I didn't mean to get in the way.
See, I have to read it. You, with you, it's between two ears. You've got it all up there when a celebrity dies. Rob's mind, because he cares about it. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun on the show.
Las Vegas has it all. Lights, gambling, big-time action, and on November 3rd, murder. More Broadcasting and Die Laughing Productions presents Back to the 80s, an interactive live comedy whodunit that goes back in time. Saturday, November 3rd at the Council Chambers Theater in the Zappos Corporate Center. Starring 98 Rock's Justin Schlegel, Oscar Santana, Rob Spiewak, Eric Woodworth, Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, special guest star Mike O'Mara, and you. Tickets are just $35 and are on sale now at MikeO'MaraShow.com and at Die Laughing Productions. That's Back to the 80s. Saturday, November 3rd at 8 o'clock in the Zappos Corporate Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Murder has never been this funny.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Is a low credit score preventing you from buying a new home or from refinancing and consolidating debt? If so, don't worry. There is an answer. If you need to talk to our friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, Mark told us that if you don't have a credit score of 680 or higher, the big banks and quick online mortgage firms really won't work with you. But Cornerstone can make it happen. With the rise in interest rates, banks are making less money and loosening guidelines to compete much more aggressively. So even if you've been turned down before, you may qualify for a purchase or a refi, or you might even use the appreciation of your home as a virtual ATM with a credit score as low as 560. I can say with supreme confidence that if Cornerstone First can't do it, nobody can. Call Cornerstone First right now and watch them meet or beat any deal out there. They are the best, and they are Oscar Santana approved. Woo! Click their banner ad on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. The whole show today, we ended up just talking about Bert because he is fascinating. People Magazine just sold more copies based on this guy than anybody. It's really, really amazing to think about all the loves of Burt Reynolds' life. It really, really is. There's so many different people that he was associated with.
Well, so we have Lonnie on this roster.
Let me see. I'm going through this right now. After a 6-month courtship, the British actress Laffin, Rob mentioned it. Let me see.
What's her name? I gotta look her.
Judy
Carn.
Judy Carn. Judy Carn in her day.
Killer
was
man.
A beautiful, beautiful woman. Moving right along. Inger Stevens, don't know her.
Pretty though. See. Gorgeous actress.
Let me see. Dinah Shore.
Yes.
And Lorna Luft.
Wow.
He was involved with them. Chris Everett. I forgot.
Oh, wow.
Chris Everett. Remember the tennis star?
Yeah.
That's very, very cool. He said, I still have a huge crush on her. Reynolds has said of his one-time girlfriend whom he played a game of love with in the 70s. That's just, Burt got around. Catherine Deneuve, the iconic French actress.
Wow.
They made a movie together, Hustle, and that led to a relationship off screen. Sally Field, we mentioned that before.
Judy
and
Carn
then Lonnie
looks,
Anderson.
Judy Carn looks like Katie Powers. No?
A little bit, maybe. Yeah.
Just kind of the pixie-like good looks. That's right. Reynolds' second trip down the aisle with Lonnie, April 29th, 1988.
Wow. I thought it would be earlier than that somehow.
It was hailed as the perfect union of beefcake and cheesecake. I'm just fascinated by Bert. And that was when he was at his absolute Holly weirdest. Yeah.
Judy Carn was pretty, man.
Yeah, and she used to wear a bikini with body paint and dance and cutaways and laughing. It was very sexy.
Just made it really creepy.
And apparently,
I'm just telling
Quentin,
you what happened. I didn't know
he never healed the rift with his only son before his death.
Oh, that's sad.
What are you laughing about? What did I miss?
I just said she's really pretty, and I was like, you know, she used to
that's
wear a
exactly
bikini
how I said
that
it.
Was painted on 11. It was so sexy. Weird.
Is that really how you hear me?
Yes!
Because it's not what's coming out on the radio.
Yes!
All right,
listen to his health. Sorry.
He adopted his second son. His son. He adopted the son with Lonnie Anderson. He was just 3 days old. And
what was the rift? Does it say anything about the rift?
Burt Reynolds felt his son, who he adopted with second wife Lonnie Anderson when he was just 3 days old, was cruelly cut out of his life and poisoned against him by his ex after they split in 93. Burt, who died of a heart attack Thursday, returned to live back in his home state, Florida, but Quentin Anderson Reynolds remained with his mother in California. Burt wrote in his 2015 memoir, But Enough About Me, it's been hard because he lives in California across the street from his mother. I don't think he's heard the greatest things in the world from her about me. We talk on the phone, but it's not a great relationship. I love him so much, and I think that he loves me. It's just hard. When I'm in L.A., we have dinner, but we don't get to spend as much time as I'd like to. It's unknown if Quentin, who is now 30, was by his father's side when he passed away at the Jupiter Medical Center near his home in the Jupiter Beach area. 3 years after the Smokey and the Bandit star and Lonnie split, a source says he found it hard to deal with being separated from his son. So that's sad, too.
That is sad.
That's very sad. But what a life. What a life for Burt Reynolds. I don't know. I didn't think we'd talk about him this long, but he was kind of a fascinating character. He really was a mega star.
Survived several eras of show business, and his own career had several eras. I mean, and that's staying power. That's pretty cool. Yes. I didn't know he was with Lorna Luft, and that was Judy Garland's daughter, Liza's half-sister.
Mm.
So he was everywhere, showbiz connected.
A lot of stars are weighing in on this because Burt cut a pretty wide swath. And the last one would be the last big thing he did. Would it be Boogie Nights? Would that be the last really? No, there was another movie after that. He did some
indie stuff, but I think that might be his last big.
Yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard. I mean, look, the Boogie Nights.
Oh, I forgot that.
Because he got an Oscar nomination and he got an Emmy. He won the Emmy.
He won the Globe.
Golden Globe, and then he got an Emmy nomination reversed.
You know, Oscar when you're Googling nomination. These people, and Oscar. You look, and the biggest question the people ask is Lonnie Anderson alive? That's when you know.
That's
it's
sad.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, very much alive.
And what was
very,
she famous for?
Alive. WKRP in Cincinnati, Jennifer the Receptionist.
But that's it?
But you know what? Pretty iconic. I mean, she was a really...
Well, the TV show was a massive television show. But as far as Burt is concerned, regardless of his personal life, take whatever side you want in that. The man was really the biggest star of his day.
Mm-hmm.
And a star that, and I love Dom DeLuise, and I love their relationship, and I love outtakes. I think he was one of the... That was one of the first movies that... brought us outtakes, continuous outtakes,
the first,
too, which
the first.
Great.
And
What's that?
It was the first. And
the first. Okay.
Jackie Chan, to this day, Jackie Chan's American movie debut was Cannonball Run. I watched some of it last night. He looks like he's 12 years old. But
wow.
The reason that Jackie Chan puts outtakes at the end of his films is a tribute to director Hal Needham, who did that. And you do want to, Mike, since we have it, do you want to hear a few of the outtakes from Cannonball
Run?
Yeah,
listen to some of the outtakes, because it's funny when you hear Dom DeLuise laughing and stuff.
We have to get this woman, the senator's wife,
they're running
Philadelphia
the credits.
By. Make that California, will you? Because if I had enough time, I would take those rosary bleeds and stuff them up your nose.
These bleeds?
Those bleeds, yeah.
You gonna take these bleeds and shove them up?
I'd take these bleeds here.
Dean Martin.
Okay. Wait a minute, I got something. This will help you.
I'm not gonna hit you.
Watch. Okay. I'm ready now.
Just so you know, he does not hit Dom DeLuise, but he does reach over and pull out a mustache hair.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope Dom DeLuise and Burt Reynolds are up in heaven having a great laugh.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Safe home, Burt Reynolds. You gave us all a lot to talk about, certainly during my career. We'll take a break, and when we come back, it's Oscar's take on
Oscar's
the Mike
take.
O'Mara
Woo!
Show, everybody.
Rob Mayer here from the Rob and Joe Show. You know, Rob Spiewak and I have a lot in common. You know, our first name, Rob. We're both do a podcast here on the Moore Network. We're both funny guys. We both love to drink. We both have sex with Carrie Spiewak twice a year.
What?
Haven't been able to walk right in weeks. Rob and Joe Show, a new episode every single week. Get on it, folks. That's for you, Carrie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by the TMOS Fruit Cake Futures. It's not too late. It's today, right? Today's
the last day
to get your real Rob Spiewak fruitcake. All you have to do is visit TMOSfruitcake.com, and that's a very good thing. However, all good things must come to an end, so we are officially announcing that the last day to invest in your fruitcake future is today!
Today!
This is the last day. The sales end tonight at midnight Eastern Time, so come on, Procrastination Nation. Get on the stick and make your pick. It's a fruitcake deadline. Holla! God. You can have yours in time for the holidays simply by giving us your support. But you must act now at TMOSfruitcake.com. We need your fiscal support, and we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. Invest in your fruitcake future now and ensure the ongoing success of TMOS. Visit TMOSfruitcake.com and do it today. The future is now. Time is running out. Hold off on the Oscar music now.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak,
yes.
Have you gotten it all out of your system for Burt Reynolds? Because I know nobody gets more excited about celebrity death than you. I know I was trying to get as much information as I could. Is there anything you want to squeeze out of that oversized head of yours before we move on?
I got mad at you before the show. No. And, you know, I do get excited, and you don't want to really rein in a racehorse. Let a thoroughbred run. But
yeah.
I think we got it all in there. Safe home,
Thank
Burt
you.
Reynolds.
Very good. All right. That's it. All right. Thank you, you mallet head. Let's move on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or certainly the right-thinking citizens of the United States, including Judge Kavanaugh. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Oscar Santana with Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, if you never signed up for any social media accounts, you'd be slightly richer right now. And you know you wouldn't feel so depressed and inadequate all the time. But more importantly, slightly richer. According to a new survey, more than half of people have bought something they saw a celebrity or influencer promoting on social media. And they've spent an average of $511 on those things. But the majority of us don't really regret it. We actually like getting ideas for new stuff to buy from social media. I know I fit into that area.
Category.
I really do. Yes. So what's your take on this?
Gentlemen, whoever wrote that article isn't into what America is about.
Really?
Because America is about being a capitalist nation that consumes. America is about listening to podcasts. And when we advertise a product, they support that podcast by using the TMOS code to buy
correct.
That product.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
So how
and don't
dare,
burden yourself with that Amazon bullcrap anymore.
How dare these consumers
yes, sorry.
decide to support
Subtle.
A product while we're shopping for our livelihood. There That's what we're doing. That. You're
like
you're helping
that.
Us live by
That's
using
good.
The TMOS code.
Thank you.
Somebody write a letter to that guy and say, hey, step off.
That's good. I like that. That's a little commercial. That's good.
Yeah.
Oscar, a new survey asked people with tattoos if they regret them. And around half of people say, yeah, they've got one or more they don't like. And the top four types of tattoos people are most likely to regret are, one, someone's name, two, an Asian character. Remember when those were the thing
Huge.
Where everybody
yeah.
said, it means live a good life, I think.
Or prosperity.
A tribal pattern, seen a lot of those.
Aye.
And a star.
Really?
A star,
oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
A mm-hmm. star constellation.
Oh, that's the worst.
The survey also found about 1 in 3 people have considered getting a tattoo removed but haven't done it yet, and 1 in 4 have already had one removed. What's your take on
that? All right, my take is if you're an adult film star and you've got a sleeve of tattoos, it probably ups your stock. That's a solid mm-hmm. place.
Yep.
I think there are people that have tasteful art that stop at their wrists, so if they wear a dress shirt, they can live their lives mm-hmm. outside of work. I think that's thinking ahead. Some of my favorite from my experience are I once kind of dated a young lady who had a barcode on her neck that actually would scan. That was in my early 20s. And then in my late
20s. A barcode on her neck?
Yeah, she got a tattoo
of a barcode.
And you could actually scan it.
Yeah, that'd come in handy impressive. Like if she was lost in a hurricane.
And then one.
Wait, can I'm yes. sorry, but I have to stop you there. You
yeah,
could
me too.
Actually scan it?
Yes, you could scan.
And what
it.
Did what did it come out?
I don't.
A price?
I don't remember exactly. It wasn't a price. It was actually the oh, product.
Like the price was predetermined.
Because there's initial. There's actually a standard barcoding system.
Yeah, the right? universal product coding.
So when you would scan it, it would say the name of the product, and it was her name, which and date of birth, something interesting along those.
Very
I don't know.
Cool.
She was very hot. I said that's cool. Let's scan it and then move on with life.
That's
so,
neat.
And then
I don't know.
In my mid, I would say mid 20s, I dated a girl that had the tattoo that supposed to. It's like a scroll with someone's name in the middle,
right?
But it said
yeah.
your name here. Instead of someone's name, but that was on her left butt cheek, not the classiest chick. But very sweet and nice
funny.
To hang out.
Had
yeah,
a
pretty
sense
yeah,
of humor
yeah.
too,
I was like,
right?
not my name. Wow. But then moved
Sounds
on.
Like there was a little time work in the poll.
Yeah,
there.
Doom. no, actually not.
Really?
Not just, you know,
your name here.
Open minded young lady. And
wow.
then there was a girl, my college sweetheart, who had a 3-headed dolphin right above in that little area, I guess where your pelvic muscle is. And it was 3-headed because she got it on the Jersey Shore by a bad tattoo artist.
You know,
yes.
ladies and gentlemen, I don't tell Oscar what I'm going to prepare for Oscar's
right.
take, but sometimes I'm very proud of the topic that I picked. This was a good pull
can
right
we,
here.
Can
this
I have a quick a sidebar with you, Mike? Is he
yes,
right now
absolutely.
Talking about a young lady who got a 3-headed dolphin tattoo on the Jersey Shore on her pelvic muscle? Because I'm afraid I'm having a stroke and I'm not hearing him right.
yes.
Are these the words that are actually
yes.
being said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
just letting you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the
wow.
the winner of all is when you least expect them.
Oh, wow. We're building to something.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember dating a banker at one point. Very proper and, you know, she was conservative, I thought. And then we ended up sleeping together.
Sure.
And I remember, like, of all the people I've ever slept with, the only person that ever had a tramp stamp was her. And I said, wow, that's
wow.
something you probably want to get removed now.
Yeah.
It wasn't a barcode. Though.
No. The banker should have had the barcode.
Yeah, that was
Do you
great.
Have a tramp stamp, Ms. Hathaway?
Yeah, I feel like I just watched a movie. You're listening to Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Oscar's take.
What a tremendous little review on that.
Yeah.
A 23-year-old guy, Oscar, named Dewan Lewis was hired at an aluminum manufacturing company in Sanford, Florida last Thursday. Rob,
Where
if you
is Sanford,
know,
Florida?
Sanford is east of Orlando and just north of Daytona.
Thank you. It's almost like I can picture it.
Then he was fired just 3 days later on Sunday for throwing around supplies and dropping his tools on the ground. But 2 hours after he was fired, he came back to try to kill his boss. He showed up with a gun and chased his boss out of the building. The boss jumped into his car, and Dewan started firing. He wound up putting 5 bullets into the car, but fortunately, none of them hit his boss. He was arrested for murder.
Murder?
Attempted murder.
Oh, attempted.
So that's within 3 days, gets the job, gets fired, comes back to work, tries to kill his boss in a three-day time frame. That's what Dewan did,
Oscar. You guys are going to think I'm crazy, but this guy gets a full pass. It's 3 days of it's 3 days of mania. 3 days of mania is nothing. Especially after we just broke down what is the most heinous of heinous crimes and calculated. A man who films his farts to capture the echo.
Mm-hmm. And Paul Flart.
And Paul Flart went out of his way for 6 months. Was it 75 farts?
Yes.
Did any of you get the Paul Flart Nike ad? I know. Look, I support the Colin Kaepernick ad. I think Nike made a really good choice. That's my personal belief system. But comedy is comedy.
Sure.
And I will. I saw what you're talking about.
Paul Flart, for those of you not in the know, maybe you're just joining us for the very first time.
He's a guy that spent 6 months as a security guard recording his own parts.
True crime.
Yes. It was
SVU.
Delightful. Absolutely delightful. Really, really incredible, who was able to excel in trying times.
Mike, while you, my point being is that man, that's calculated.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Mania for 3 days and attempted.
Just happens.
I mean, sometimes people, they derail, Mike.
Yeah.
And Daniel Menahem sent me the picture of Paul.
Please share the caption.
I just have to share this because it's the picture of him.
Right.
And it says, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. He recorded his farts and got fired. Just funny as funny does. I'm terribly sorry. Go ahead.
Mania should not be judged. Calculated farting should.
Okay.
Yes. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. You're listening to Oscar's Day.
Oscar's Day.
Oscar, how many people out there can admit they're bad drivers? According to a new survey, the answer is 4%.
Four.
Yeah, only 1 out of 25 people were willing to say they're probably a, quote, below average driver. 22% of people say they're above average. 48% say they're average. Men were slightly more likely to say they're bad drivers than women, 5% to 3%. But men were also way more likely to say they're great drivers, 32% to 13%. And the older someone is, the less likely they are to believe they're bad at driving. Man, that doesn't surprise me. Florida and Maine.
Yeah.
By the way, they're all up here in Maine now. They all just arrived, you know.
Man, nobody, the kids celebrating summer. I'm going to come up with my claws.
The older someone is, the less likely they are to believe they're bad. 8% of people under 24 admit they're below average versus 2% of people over 65. There you go. What's your take on that, Oscar?
Fellas, you're talking to a bad driver. I am a bad driver. I had 8 points on my license at one point, most of them for speeding. When I was growing up, people would hit me. I wonder why. Probably brake too fast. They would blow into me from the back, and do not isolate that. I would get injured.
Mm-hmm.
As I go into my 40s, I'm 40 this year, I realized that my insurance points finally dropped off.
Attaboy.
And I sat there and I'm like, man, thank God all of that is over.
Right.
Because I don't drive as much as I used to. I frankly, at this point in my life, do not care for a nice car that is gone out of my life. It's done. I'm looking into an electric bicycle that I put a deposit on that'll come in November, just in time for the snow. And
think what your rates would do if you talk Big O and Dukes, the whole cast and crew, to tape that show at the Keybridge Marriott.
I've asked them to come here.
Keybridge Marriott.
Doesn't work out for everybody.
What a beautiful place for that crowd.
Yeah, neutral location.
Thank you.
So congratulations.
So I said to myself, what is weighing down my insurance now that I've called the wonderful people at X company and said, why is my rate still high? My wife is holding us all down. She has hit so many things in so many different ways, and it's all been her fault. I said, please, for the love of God, the rims aren't meant to be used to park. Stop scraping them up.
You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, I'm going to need your help on this last one here. This is the final Oscar's
okay.
Take today.
Oscar's Take.
There's a latest skin-related nuisance that's becoming popular. You know, the pimple-popping videos
yeah, yeah.
were very popular. This is called X-YouTube. Is there an X-YouTube? Is there
I know one X, but that's not YouTube.
Well, what's ASMR? Do you know that? That's some sort of site.
Oh, ASMR.
I have no idea. That's
Tony's
what it's
making
called.
A bad
I think that's
face.
Naughty, naughty, Mike.
It's the YouTube category. ASMR collaboration. They have dropped videos that you're going to love. It's called dandruff scraping, and their videos. Oh. It's similar to the pimple popping. The practice, self-explanatory and graphic as it sounds. In short, millions of viewers are tuning in to watch irritated scalps scraped with combs, picks, and fingernails, and describing the experience as satisfying. If the so they scratch their head and the dandruff comes down,
gross.
And they talk about how great it feels. Seborrheic dermatitis is known by its stage name dandruff. It's become quite popular. There are entire YouTube accounts solely dedicated to scraping dandruff for the public's viewing pleasure. One of the biggest ones is called Scratching My Scalp Off, which has a cool 2.6 million views on a video titled Big Dandruff Flakes ASMR. Do we know what ASMR is?
ASMR, something that experience, I think, started with, and I'm looking right now, Mike, so this is not off the top of my head. It's those whispering videos. People are like,
Oh, right.
So
they're soothing videos or guilty pleasure videos. But some people online, per this article off Slate, says everything that people get this guilty pleasure of, the gross stuff,
right.
It shouldn't be considered ASMR. It's just gross.
Yeah.
Okay. Just plain gross.
Yes. Yes.
That's it. That's Oscar's Take, ladies Oscar's and gentlemen. Take. It's just gross. We won't be watching it. Thank you very
Although,
much,
Mike,
Oscar.
There is a bright side to it. I'm glad to see that Ali Sheedy is still getting work.
Yep. Because The Breakfast Club is where that was made famous.
That's right.
That's one where they show a close up as she
yes.
does that.
She makes her picture snow.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. Do you happen to remember? Was there anything written on the banker's tattoo?
No, it was just
a design.
It was just cherries.
Oh, I'd love
like little cherries. That's
it. Nothing about an after-hours deposit.
It didn't stop me from. I didn't like it. Just, it was a quick pause. Okay.
Thank you, boys. What did he say? I couldn't even hear him.
He said combination to the safe.
We'll take a break and come back with the final audio vault of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Informed, intelligent, irreverent. Political Persuasion with Mike O'Mara and Chris Frakes.
Hey, it's Chris Frakes with Political Persuasions. This week, White House aides copped to working to derail the president's worst impulses. Judge Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings continue, and I read your mail. Chris Frakes and Mike O'Mara, Political Persuasions, tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Yeah, we got a good one this week.
Great.
Check it out. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're headed to Las Vegas for TMOS Live, we have added an extra special treat to make the weekend even more fun. And isn't fun the best fun to have fun?
Fun.
Die Laughing Productions presents the world's greatest comedy murder mystery show, Back to the 80s, a hilarious 1980s themed mystery involving a high school reunion, a 30-year-old time capsule, and murder.
Murder!
Starring 98 Rock's morning show host Justin Schlegel, more broadcastings, Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson, plus special onstage guests Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Hey, that's us!
Hey!
But the real star of the show is you. Select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. I'm going to make a special request here, okay?
Okay.
This is a really well in advance. I want to make sure you do this, okay? When you come out to our show on Friday night and then you go to the murder mystery, here's what I don't want to say. That was really a much better organized show. Okay, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, it's not a contest.
The comparison we made.
It's not a contest.
Well, of course it will. Of course it will. That's what our people do. Of course. I actually thought the murder mystery was a better value.
It would up everyone's game, Mike, because Rob Mayer has already asked me for a technical contact at Zappos.
Yeah.
Like, they're already planning it out.
Mm. Okay. Well, you know what? Tell them to back off. Anyway, it's a great show. I'm not competitive.
You know what? If he doesn't back off, they'll be solving a second murder.
Yeah, but you know, the whole murder mystery thing, select audience members get to play parts in the show, and everyone gets to guess who the murderer is. Saturday, November 3rd, 7 p.m. It's in the same theater we were at.
Yes.
Zappos Council Chambers Theater. For tickets, click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. Come hang with us and make the weekend last a little longer. Back to the 80s. Drink, laugh, solve a murder. See you in November. We'll take a, well, we're not taking a break.
No,
we're
no.
Back.
We got to do the audio vault.
And it's time for the audio vault. I have to open it. It's been a busy show today. Come on, where'd it go? Let me go. Thank you. There it is. Open it up. Rob Spiewak.
If you couldn't open it, you could get the combination off that banker's back. Okay. I'm sick and tired of people giving the president a hard time about the way he talks.
Okay.
Oh, you know, there's that anonymous op-ed piece that published in the New York Times. He talked about it yesterday, and he refers to the fact that it's anonymous.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Now, a lot of people think he's...
Well, play that again, please.
All right. He's really not mispronouncing anonymous.
No,
I'll
no, stop for the whole thing. Remember when he did the United States?
Yeah, God bless the United States. This is a here he is with anonymous.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous.
For sake of comparison, Mike.
God bless the United States.
But I don't think there's a problem here because what he's doing, he's not trying to say anonymous. He's actually saying that he supports. He's a big fan of The Muppet Show. You see, here's what happened.
Anonymous. Anonymous. Anonymous.
See, there's nothing wrong with him. He's fine.
These are interesting times. Yeah, look, I'll never
I heard
forget
Chuck
this.
Todd this morning on WTOP, our local news station here in the D.C. area.
I'd love to get Chuck back on this show. That'd be so much fun.
He said... And I'm sure you covered this on Political Persuasions, that you, for the first time in history, have, regardless on whose camp you're in, have the people on the inside essentially laying down what could be possibly a soft coup from the inside out.
Uh-huh.
And you have the people on the outside saying, what is happening?
Yeah, it's
and
creepy.
There's a
surreal.
There's a great article in Esquire. I didn't put this on my page because we're just inundated with it. I mean, I'm really, this is me talking. As someone who likes to occasionally get political on my Facebook page, there is a great article, an editorial in Esquire about this guy that wrote the op-ed. And it's kind of saying, F you, just step off. You know, what did you think you were getting? And come out and you know, and what he believes is that the person that wrote this op-ed is just trying to do, it's a full CYA, so that they can come out after the fact.
Oh, because, they said, I told everybody.
Yeah, because this administration is ultimately the perception with inside.
Sure.
Inside, I'm sure a lot of them is going to go off the rails, that this person is kind of covering their own
ass.
There's a lot of speculation.
Oh, I never thought
50,
about
50.
That.
That's
like, well, no one save myself now by writing this.
No one's come out and said brave about this op-ed.
Oh, no.
Nobody said that.
This is the equivalent of writing yourself a letter and mailing it to yourself so you can open it later and prove something.
And there, you know, there.
True.
Make no mistake, we talk about it on Political Persuasions. There are three or four people within the organization at the New York Times that know who this is. So this person had to be, you know, they let the people at the Times know. You just can't write this and send it to the Times knowing who it is. He was completely vetted. Yeah. It's a strange world, man.
All right.
Very, very strange.
Welcome back to the NFL. Big game last night, Philadelphia and Atlanta. One of the thumbs up, the national anthem. Did you hear it? Boys to men.
Didn't watch the game.
Listen to just a taste of this harmony. This is great.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
And I like the fact that they're still boys to men, even though they're all about 70 now. But the harmony is still there. I loved it.
Great.
Now, question, while we have boys to men in the background.
If you win...
Did you guys... I'm sorry I'm digressing
again. That's fine.
Did you get the Earth, Wind & Fire video? where they're not singing it correctly.
No.
Where oh God, Rob, I'm
send
gonna
it
send to
me.
It to
you. Oh,
it
please do.
So, and it's just the video, that weird 70s video.
Yes.
That, you know, where it's Earth, Wind, and Fire doing September, the psychedelic.
Yeah,
kind
yeah,
of
yeah.
Thing.
I know the video.
I get so much stuff sometimes. I forget to pass it along. I should have put that on.
Do send it along. My question for you: let's say you're a football team with a great fan base, and you reach the pinnacle. You're Super Bowl champions, football champions of the world. How long does that keep you in good graces with your fan base?
I imagine at least a year.
No, the answer is two quarters of football, because Philly actually booed the Eagles going into halftime last night.
Halftime score is 6-3. You watch. Well, yeah, the boo birds are out. Love is a fleeting thing.
That is a wonderful town, Philadelphia.
I found the video that I was talking
about. Oh, good.
About here.
Okay.
I think this is.
You remember when it was night, November, love was changing her mind of pretender, and I'm chasing the clouds away. Our hearts were ringing, and the key of the soul singing as we danced in the night. Remember how the stars stole the night away.
And it goes on. Like,
I can't wait to see it. That's great.
Pretty fabulous. Yeah, pretty fabulous.
I was so conflicted last night when one of my favorite things is with one of my least favorite things. But Paul McCartney was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon talking about his new album, Egypt Station, out yesterday. Great album. Now, what happened is Jimmy Fallon showed him one of his records from when Jimmy Fallon was growing up. And he had written a fan letter to Paul McCartney, but used the album as like a desk.
Oh, wow.
So you could see the imprint of the letter in the album.
Wow.
And when they showed it, you could see Jimmy Fallon's boyhood phone number. And so they called Jimmy Fallon's boyhood phone number, and this is how it went down. Paul McCartney, 70-something years old now, still a great sense of humor.
The TextNow subscriber you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney here. I'm looking for Jimmy Fallon. If you see him, tell him to give me a call, will you? Thank you.
That's it. Can you imagine getting that voicemail? That would be so great. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting, the engine of freedom and democracy, and requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak at Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
The latest act of resistance is the op-ed published in the failing New York Times by an anonymous, really an anonymous, gutless coward.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Bow, wow, 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 wow